The world knows now.
Knows what?
That I'm gonna be a dad.
You're a one-shot killer.
My guy.
Make the middle name Rolando, please.
All I hear is.
Oh,
so when you do that,
that's crazy.
They kind of put your balls in like a clamp.
Oh!
That's definitely the most uncomfortable part.
That's a normal Tuesday for me. Hello.
Hello. The world knows now.
Knows what?
That I'm gonna be a dad.
Yeah, you are.
Bro, the amount of episodes, dude, I had to like keep watching my mouth because it's been months since she was pregnant. So all the times I said, oh, I can't wait to be a dad. I was already a dad.
Yeah,
I didn't crazy.
Know though. Like he would joke about it and then he would come back the next day and be like, oh, Minette doesn't like the jokes. And then I'm just like, oh, what? Oh, wait. And then I was like, why would she? Because it was real. Which is good. I'm surprised you didn't slip even more because that would be all that was on your mind probably.
Yeah. I had to like gaslight myself saying that I wasn't going to be dad. It was kind of hard.
Dang.
But millions of people know now. I didn't expect to have that turn out, to be honest. Yeah.
But nobody knows when, right?
No one knows when.
And nobody knows when it happened. Or when you found
out.
Yeah.
So that's going to be, that's the only secret that I can keep. I think it's fun.
Yeah, that's easy.
I think it's funny. We don't know the name. We do know the name. I'm going to tell you the name.
You do know the name.
We do know the name.
Do I know the name?
You don't know the name. No one knows the name.
I think I know the name.
You don't know
But I don't want to confirm it anyways.
You don't want to know.
I feel like I do.
What is it?
I can't tell you.
Top three. What is it?
No.
Why?
Because you're going to lie to me anyways. It doesn't matter if I know it or not.
I'm just curious what you'll say.
I don't even remember.
You just said you already know the name.
No, I do know it.
Dude, can I say it?
It's Rolanda, is it?
No. I mean, that's number three. Okay, go.
Do you know the middle name is a question?
Yes.
You do?
We do.
Oh, you already know.
We already
and
know
that's
the
not
whole
Rolanda.
Name. It's not Rolanda.
I saw a lot of comments on your post, but like, at least make the middle name Rolanda, please.
No, that would scar her for
life. Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. That would follow her for life. Don't do that.
No.
That's crazy.
That is wild, dude.
Yeah. It's crazy I know the name.
You don't
no,
know
I
the
do.
Name.
I know it.
What is the name? Give me the name.
No, I can't because then they're going to know.
No, you're just not going to be correct.
But what if it is and then the world knows?
It's not. It's not.
I feel like I know.
I don't know what you're trying to do. I think you're trying to make me slip.
No. I do know, though.
What is the name?
I think it starts with an R.
Oh.
You still want me to guess now?
No. Is it?
I think I know.
Do That's you? What,
I think I do. I'm not.
I don't know.
But I feel like I do. That's
I don't know.
Why. See?
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever.
Moving on. Moving
whatever.
On. So let's talk about.
Yeah.
So, what's the normal? Like people don't tell people as soon as they find out, and
exactly.
That's because like the chance of a miscarriage and stuff.
Yeah. So like I was saying, like probably a while back, like the first 3 months.
Yeah.
It's like high risk. Not high risk, but there's like a 20% chance.
Yeah.
For a miscarriage.
It's just the highest chance, yeah.
Yeah. So it just doesn't make sense to tell someone.
And then have to tell them again.
And then tell them like,
yeah,
this is what happened. It's just like very hard.
Because it's already hard on you guys. Why would you, like, then you have to spread the news.
Yeah,
like,
dude. Yeah. So every single appointment, OBGYN appointment that we have one tomorrow. We're excited. But every appointment, you're just like, oh, I hope it's okay. It's scary, bro. Once you get to that position.
But you're past the like high chance. Now it's like just no, like it's kind of a slow chance.
We're good. Like if the baby was. Hey, you excited?
I think we're about to say something that we weren't supposed to say.
Yeah,
cool. She's like, hey.
Yeah, probably not. But we're good though. Like after 25 weeks, if the baby is born, they're good. They will survive out of the womb.
25 weeks is...
So that is... like almost 6 months. Yeah.
6 months. Oh, yeah.
Almost
okay,
6 months.
Okay.
If the baby is born like prematurely, it can survive out of the womb.
Dang, it's crazy that she's been pregnant for 24 months now.
Bro. Yeah, bro. We had the child. You know what would be crazy? If I pranked the whole world, We had a child and she's like 3 years old already.
That'd be crazy if like, if you... If she went into labor and then you went to the hospital and everything and nobody knew and then you're just like, hey, come over. And then I'm like, oh, what? If you didn't tell us, like the whole hospital experience, we just missed that. And we're like, no way.
I would do that.
That would be crazy. Because who usually goes for that family?
Usually immediate family.
Okay.
But she wants sushi boat.
What?
She wants sushi boat.
What does that mean? Is that like some kind of, what?
She wants sushi. Because. Right? During pregnancy, you can't have like raw.
Oh, right after.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we're thinking of getting like a Asa Nebo, the guy from Asa Nebo.
Yeah,
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hey,
To come to the hospital?
Can you go bring a sushi boat and bring it to my wife?
At the hospital. I don't know how that works.
I think they would have to register as a visitor. And then,
no, I mean, like, after you go through all that, it's a huge, crazy change.
Yeah.
You have the baby.
Yeah.
Then I would assume you had to be on, like, liquid nutrients for a while.
I have no idea.
I don't know if you can eat right away or... Yeah. I don't know. I bet there's something.
I will definitely let you know.
Yeah.
That's definitely a new experience. So, yeah, we'll let you know. Probably in March or April. I don't know when the baby's due, actually. Yeah.
But you should probably know that. As the father, you should probably...
I do know. I'm not going to tell the world. We're going to keep that extremely secret. So no one's going to know when the baby is even born.
Yeah. So crazy. Okay, so hold on. I keep wanting to jump ahead.
I know.
But let's talk about...
You know who freaking hid their baby for so long?
Wait. H-I-D?
Hid. Yes.
Okay.
Like secret.
You said it with a T, kind of.
And I was hid, like, their baby? No, hid, like... Kept it secret from the world.
Who?
And now, like, whoa, you have a baby?
Who?
You know Steven? Steven Lim?
Yeah.
He has a baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did he just not post it anywhere? He's just like...
Yeah, no, he has a baby.
Oh.
I'm like, what? You have a baby? That's so sick.
Is it like when I first got my first car as a red car, I saw red cars everywhere. Now you're about to have a baby, you just see babies everywhere?
I've been seeing babies everywhere. Even before we were having baby.
Oh, you're
like,
saw...
baby, there's a sick baby, baby. Maybe that's the whole world. It's like, all right, fine, F it. We'll just plant something.
So can you talk about how long it took for it to happen?
How long it took?
Yeah, or do you want to, like, save that?
We can. I mean...
Well, like, so you decided, like...
Okay, yeah. We decided, like, hey, it's time.
Okay.
Like, we were like, okay, this is a good timeline. We got all our travels out the way.
Okay.
I think we're ready.
And then how long from that conversation to it happen, and you're like, what?
Did I tell you this already?
Yeah.
I did. Oh, yeah. You already know. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were like, okay. All right. Well, let's give it a shot.
Mm.
We tracked it on our app, and it's like, oh, ovulation. Okay, let's go. Boom. We did it. We waited.
Dang.
That's it. Pregnant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
I know.
Fake reacting, because I knew that already.
Yeah.
What? No way.
Yeah, dude. I mean, obviously, like, we're super grateful and thankful just because we know how hard it is for a lot of people.
It's super hard, yeah. It's that's rare. Hard.
That is, yeah, I think, that, yeah, I have no idea.
I wonder, because, like, how old are you guys?
33, 32.
Yeah, because that's not easy, especially after 30.
Yeah.
It's crazy to be on the first try.
I don't know. The world really wanted us to have a kid for some reason, I guess. So,
yeah.
Super, super, super thankful. And if anyone's having kids and is still trying... You got this. Just keep going.
I have a request.
Yes.
How many babies are you trying to do in the, like, by... Hello? Oh, it's Zach.
Oh.
Hi, I'm on a podcast, sir. My bad.
Man, you're always on something.
I'm talking to Roy about his pregnancy announcement.
Hey, congrats.
Yeah. Hey.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, how long did it take you to have your baby when you decided you wanted to? Was it quick?
We talking about, like, when we decided.
You decided to, and then you started trying. How long did it take?
Oh, I'm a one-shot killer.
Damn, me too!
Wow!
Man,
shit ain't take no time, man. The biggest thing is you just got to make sure your
healthy
wife or whoever is off the pill for a good bit.
Oh, yeah. And then what about the second one? Same thing?
One shot.
What? That's,
you know,
crazy.
I hear like a lot of my other buddies, they said, man, we've been trying for like 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
They said, yeah, they'll have sex like 7 times a week, if not more. I'm like, damn.
I know. I heard that too. Yeah. All right. Well, I got to get back to podcast. Thank you for your conception information.
All right.
Hey,
call me later.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Dang. So that's... May? I don't know.
That's crazy. So, I mean, maybe that's like, so what are you trying? I have all these questions, but I don't know if you want to say.
Yeah.
So what are you trying to keep the ages close together? Are you trying to wait
bit? We will love to keep the ages together. Right?
Okay.
But it's kind of tricky because the second one, right now it's chill because we don't have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently if you have a second child, it's the same, but you have a kid to take care of. So it's a little bit harder. You just have no sleep while pregnancy is happening at the same time.
Yeah. Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's
a
little bit trickier, but. Well, we would love at least two. At least two.
Yeah, that's me too.
Yeah.
At least two, yeah. Because statistically, the most stressed out parents are three kids. I don't know why.
Oh, really?
Even more than four and five.
Really?
I don't know why.
It's three kids?
I just saw the fact. I didn't look into it.
Oh, wow.
Me and Aaron are 13. He's 13 months older than me.
Uh-huh.
So that means my mom.
Dang!
So 4 months, right?
So they were taking care of Aaron, months old Aaron.
Yep.
And then your mom was already pregnant.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
And they just moved, too.
That's stressful,
So she
dude.
Had Aaron in the Philippines with my dad. Then they moved to Montana, had me.
Yeah.
And then... And then 1 year later, Mariah. Oh, no, 2 years later, Mariah.
You ever ask them, like, how they did it? Especially with you?
I don't know.
When they're, like, 5 months old, Aaron.
I just assumed it was an accident. There's no way they did that on purpose. No way.
Maybe your dad's a one-shot killer, too.
He's like, I'm a one-shot killer. Okay. I don't know, because I feel like it's not on purpose. Because they were traveling so much. My dad was in the military. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Your mom did say, like, 2 years ago when she was here for, like, a family feud.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we didn't have a lot of condoms back then.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Well, that was probably why. It's like, if you do use this, you wouldn't be here.
Also, I remember reading somewhere that, like within the 6 months of after having a baby, you're super fertile again. Like,
really?
It's really easy.
Oh, because your body's already, like...
I guess. You're like already in go mode. Yeah.
What, the guy or the girl?
The girl. I feel very susceptible to get pregnant again.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It's already kind of like...
Yeah.
Your body or the women's body is already shifted.
You know?
Yeah.
I told you my thoughts on why women live longer.
Because they have life in them, which gives them more life. Right?
Yeah, because they're made to sustain life.
Mm.
So therefore, byproduct, they also
and
sustain
men,
their own
men
lives.
Men are stupid and they do some reckless shit too.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's probably why they die.
That's so 2026 is firstborn. It could be 2027.
It could be 2027 firstborn. I don't know. When is it due? What does she do? I don't know. It could be a guy too. Maybe we're gaslighting the world. There's no proof.
Yeah, but so if it was going to be this year or next year,
sure.
Then 2027 could be number two.
It could be number two.
Okay, yeah. I never said my request.
What's your request? Wait for you?
No. Yeah, if you could tell her to just keep it in.
Okay. I'm working on it.
No. So this is what I'm thinking. Yeah. So you have your two kids.
Okay.
And then my firstborn will probably be really close to your second born.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you wait until I have a second born.
Uh-huh.
And then we hold hands and we get vasectomies together.
Vasectomies?
Wouldn't that be fun? You want to do that by yourself?
I don't want to get a vasectomy.
Oh, you're never going to do that?
I don't think so.
Well, my dad didn't want to either. And then he surprised had Andrew 12 years later. And he's like, that's it. I'm getting a vasectomy. That's why. He's like, what? No way!
All right, let me think about it. Let me do more research.
Well, most people do vasectomy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's reversible. It's not fun.
Okay. Let me do research.
Yeah.
If vasectomy, you have to go to sleep, right?
I don't know. But it's a really quick procedure. It's just you walk weird for like a couple days. You're like, okay. My balls.
Cool.
My balls.
So it's like circumcision in a way.
Nope.
Oh.
They just go, I'm sure they, I think they just, it's just a little tiny thing and they just cut a tube.
Oh, they and then go inside the body.
Yeah, in the balls.
Oh, I thought they like solder your like pee-pee hole so you don't have any sperm.
How are you going to pee?
Through your balls. For the younger audience, what's a vasectomy? Ask your mom.
Okay.
Yeah. you just cut the tube so you can't make a...
Yeah, vasectomy... I feel like if you're watching podcasts, you should know what a vasectomy is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you don't stop watching podcasts.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Except for ours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
So we're not going to hold hands and get vasectomies together one day?
Possibly, maybe.
Yeah.
Let me think about it.
Well, you don't want to get it. You don't want to get it right away anyways.
I don't want to make a decision like, gotta go. Never goes right for me. Goes right. Oh, vasectomy? Okay.
I guess I'll do it by myself.
That's fine.
I have some friends that did it now. They don't want kids ever, and they've already done it.
Oh, what?
I was like, dang.
No way.
For sure. You can get it reversed, but it's like, dang. Like, they're just like, they just want to be sure.
Oh, wow.
Oh, should I call him right now and see how it was?
What?
I can call my friend right now and see how the vasectomy was. If it was quick or like, did it hurt? Was it worth it? Like,
sure.
All right, let's see if he answers.
All right.
He might be at work. Let me see. Let me see. I'm really interested in this.
Vasectomy. V-sex to me.
He's probably at work, but let's see. He is. You think he's going to answer? Let's see. He's probably looking at it like, oh, I probably shouldn't answer this. I probably shouldn't answer this. But it's Alex, maybe. No. Oh, is anybody around? He's looking around right now, and he's like, okay. Ah, he didn't do it. That would be crazy.
That would be great.
Hello? That's all he's going to get. That's all he's going to get in his voicemail.
Oh, you son of a bitch. All
right. I thought I whispered it, but I forgot. You can, like, it's still
cool.
A phone.
It's cool.
My bad. Whatever.
Yeah.
He'll know. How long was... How much longer did it take you to edit that video announcing it than it would a normal 1 minute video?
Oh, 1 minute video. It took me like at least 6 hours.
And how long would it usually take you?
Like 20 minutes. Yeah, 20, 30 minutes. It was hard because if you haven't seen the announcement video, it was like ultrasounds of the baby, everyone's reactions, voiceover.
Yeah.
I just kept crying every like 30 minutes.
So
like,
you couldn't see?
I just couldn't see. I sent him a video of me editing. Like, oh, I can't do this.
I was like, dude, you should do a cutaway to the editor. And you're like, but you're already crying so hard. Much.
I edited like 2 vlogs already, which took a long time too.
Wait, you have 2 vlogs already?
Yeah.
I only saw one out. You have another one coming out?
No, it's just on the queue. I'll post it.
Oh, but you have it.
Yeah, I just have it. Yeah, I just post it whenever. It's really
Can you give me
relaxed.
3 words to describe that vlog? Oh, if you don't know, follow Guava Juice Vlogs. We're both vlogging again now.
Yeah, dude, back. You know, I vlogged back in the day. Time to do it again.
Yeah, that's crazy that you still have that channel. The first one was... You're giving a message to the baby. You're vlogging.
Oh yeah,
like,
the first announcement. It's just like
this is
a
day.
I just wanted to like put something out there.
Yeah.
To like have something there. Yeah.
And so the second one, don't tell me what it is. If you guys make sure you go subscribe, but can you give me 3 descriptive words of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the descriptive word here?
Baby.
Baby. Okay. After first appointment.
Oh, okay. Post-first appointment.
Yeah,
that's good.
First appointment.
Oh, so this is old footage.
This is old footage, dude. Like, this is from, like, months back,
Okay. And then?
Because we've been vlogging our whole journey since the beginning.
So you have a bunch of it.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
Not edited.
It's just chilling in the hard drive. So a lot of just raw footage of everything. So we got, like, all the appointments, all our reactions.
Yeah.
Parents' reaction. Your reaction.
My reaction.
Yeah, remember I bought the vlog camera?
Oh,
yeah.
Did you not want me to post that? I thought that was the reaction, was the video.
Oh, no, it's going to be in the vlog.
Oh,
yeah,
my
bad.
I wouldn't have posted it. I thought, that's all he's going to use? I'll just use the rest.
Oh, no, that's for the vlog.
I was my bad.
It's
I messed up. I was just like, I'm surprised he didn't put more of the reactions in here. Okay.
I just wanted to breathe, dude.
Oh,
that's okay.
Bad.
It's okay.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah, everyone's reactions, baby moon, a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In the last podcast, I was teasing him. I was like, why, what was that? What was that trip for? And you're like, nothing.
Oh, yeah.
It's just for fun. Just for fun. I was like, you sure?
That's right. The 2 episodes I wasn't here, I was in Hawaii.
Yeah, on a
for the baby
moon.
Isn't
so
that crazy?
That's why it was just me and Alexis, me and Andrew.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then a lot of the times, I guess like I didn't know the beginning, but then you saw the reaction video of me and Alexis finding out. And then in the last 5 podcasts, I knew, but I was also lying with him. But you could see little parts where I'm like teasing Roy,
like,
but not saying it.
Nah, you're right. Oh, you're right. Oh, it's a baby? Nah, you're right.
Wait, does the first name go with the middle name?
Does it go with
does
the
it
first
like,
name?
Like Marianne or like, where it just like goes together?
No, it doesn't go together.
It's separate. Okay,
yeah. What's the name? You said R.
Yeah.
I just want to know your guess.
I can't. I'll tell you.
Why?
What if I'm right?
What if you're wrong?
Because then they're going to know and the camera's going to know.
What if I'm
then
lying
you have to edit
that's not the right letter? What if I'm lying that's not the right letter? Huh?
Okay, how about
I'll tell you.
I'll tell you the last letter.
Okay.
If I think it's right.
Sure. I don't know.
You still let me say it?
Nope.
I don't even remember how I know.
How do you know?
But I like, However, I found out it got locked in because I was like, "That's a dope name." Good name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, you're right. It's Roy. I don't know. You could be wrong too. You know, I'm a great liar.
You are. I like sometimes he's like, "Dude, you should watch this anime." And I was like, "Oh, is the first episode like one of those boring learning ones?" And he's like, "Yeah." And then it's the best first episode ever of my life. I'm like,
I don't know. We talked about this. I just watched the Weapons.
Yeah.
The movie Weapons.
Yeah.
And then you got high biased.
Yeah.
Because you know when you watch a movie, it's like, oh, it's the best movie ever. Like, all right, cool, it's the best movie. So you already go in the movie with that expectation. You watch it, you're like, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
It was good, but they just made it seem better.
I did like Weapons, but it was like, I did see everywhere. It was like, best thriller movie in the last decade. And I was like, that was a good movie, but definitely not the best in the last decade. Dude. Yeah,
It's just like, oh.
It was cool, but it left me with a lot of questions, too.
The Weapons?
Yeah. Mm. And then I looked it up after because I wanted to know the answers. And they said they did that on purpose because they want you to form your own conclusions. And I was like, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you don't be a hype bias.
No.
Just be like, it's okay.
Yeah, and I'm one of those guys, when I watch a movie, I just see so many plot holes in my head. I don't say it because it's annoying to people, but I'm just like, why wouldn't they just do this? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't they just do that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, just what do that? Like, freaking, I just watched Civil War, Avengers.
Oh.
Remember when Iron Man and Captain America are fighting?
I've never seen
that. You don't remember that?
No.
What is he talking about?
Civil War,
where Iron Man and Captain America, and they have the accords, and they have to, like, the government wants to be like, hey, you can't just go fight everywhere because you might cause casualties. And Iron Man's like,
I haven't seen that one.
Well, let me describe it for you. If you do know, you know. You don't.
I don't.
So it's the Avengers. They're fighting each other now. And there's a part where they're on this air. There's tarmac on the airport. And they're fighting, and one team is trying to get to this jet so they can fly away and get to where they need to go.
Yeah.
The other team, which has all these like strong people on it, they are trying to stop them.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
So they destroy so much stuff. They destroy buildings, they destroy planes on the tarmac, all this stuff, and the jet is in this hangar. And they even destroy the entrance to the hangar so that they can try to stop them from getting in.
Oh.
Why not just destroy the jet that they need? They already caused hundreds of millions of damage to the airport.
Wow.
Why not just go destroy that and they can't go anywhere?
Well, I'm definitely not watching that movie now.
It's just like, this is a bunch of little, I'm a bad movie guy, I guess. I don't know. okay, so back to the babies. What was your favorite comments? Because he posted a TikTok. It got like 10 million.
It did?
I think so. I don't know. I just
guessed. I took it yesterday. It was something like six. That. Yeah.
It has a lot of millions, and it has a bunch of comments. And what are the top comments you can remember?
Oh, bro. Top comments. First of all, TikTok.
I have a favorite.
Whenever, I don't know when they added that feature, but the photo feature on the comments.
I love that.
It's so freaking funny, bro. First of all, overwhelming comments of just like support and like love.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them are like, yo, you raised us first. Remember that. Yeah. You raised us first.
He used to be our dad.
He used to be our dad. I'm like, aw. And then a lot of like, yo, claiming that I'm their dad.
Yeah.
And then the other half or 25% is like them realizing that I'm pregnant, and then it's like a picture of like a therapy person. Yeah.
And then he said that he was pregnant.
Yeah.
My bad, bro.
Oh, it's okay.
It's Jerry. Oh, it's okay. Circumcision man.
Circumcision.
Okay. Hello?
What up?
Hey, can I ask you a quick question? I know you're at work.
Uh-huh.
How was your vasectomy?
It was fine.
You're on the podcast, by the way. I was talking to Roy about getting one together one day, and he's like, I don't know what goes into it. And he's like, do they put you to sleep? I was like, I don't know.
No. You're awake. It takes about 20 minutes to do.
Uh-huh. They numb you? They give you a shot in the balls?
They do. It's crazy because, like, they give you the shot, and then they kind of do, like, a hole punch thing.
That doesn't sound fun.
They kind of put your like balls in like a clamp. That's definitely the most uncomfortable part. So
that's a normal Tuesday for me.
It feels like someone is just like choking them, like
strangling your balls.
Like hard. And then they give you the shot, and then like I'm not even joking. They give you the shot, and then probably like 3 seconds later, they start cutting. Like they don't wait for it to kick in at all. But it's crazy because you don't feel it. Like I.
And then, ooh. How long is the whole procedure?
Probably like 20 minutes.
No way.
Yeah, it's you're numb. It's just you do. It's super uncomfortable though. Like it just feels like there's just some pressure on.
But there's just not a lot of pain.
No, they do like some clipping and like you just hear some like tools scraping around. And then the one part that really like did not feel good was, so they like cut the tube, right?
Yeah.
And then they have to like seal the end shut. So they use like a laser to like basically burn it shut.
Oh, yeah. Cauterize it. Yeah.
Like I felt like the hot laser like go over the tube.
Could you smell the burning skin?
Oh yeah.
You probably liked it, yeah. You weirdo.
Well, so I remember the day I had it done, it was Bob Marley's birthday, and the doctor was like, "What do you want to listen to?" And I was like, "Can you play that Chestnuts Roasting Over an Open Fire?" He was like, "No, let's listen to Bob Marley." And I'm like, "Ugh, whatever."
Okay, and then how was the recovery process?
Oh, mine was so bad.
Oh, why? You couldn't sit down or something?
It's normally not this bad. And I've had like 3 or 4 friends that got, because I can think of like 5 or 6 friends that have all had it. And one of my friends had a terrible recovery with me. And the other 3 it was like totally fine. And they were like back to everything normal in like a week. I was just super sore for like, man, it was like 6 months.
What?
Yeah, it was really long. It was fine. Like, you're really sore the first, like, you know, week where it's just like you're sitting down really slow. But my pain went away after like the first like 2 weeks. But it was to the point where like if you touched it like rough or anything, or like it, like one time I dropped my phone in my lap while I was driving home and I just screamed.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just really sensitive for a while. So the complication my friend had, his is way crazier.
Okay, I don't want to get into that. I feel like if it's crazier than that, it's going to be too crazy. I just have one last question for you. Do you wish that you would have had a friend do it with you?
I brought my friend with me.
Did he do it?
Yeah, no, he didn't do it with me, but he's the one who had the complication, but he went with me to mine.
Yeah, but would you have rather have done it by yourself or have a friend do the procedure as well with you?
Like next to me?
I don't, it doesn't have to be weird, man. No, it could be like a behind a curtain.
Alex, that's a weird question this week.
So you'd rather get it by yourself?
No, it would have been cool to get it with somebody
else. Hey, okay. Thank you, sir, for your knowledge. I got to get back to the podcast.
All right, have fun.
All right, bye. See, I think the story is
I'm sold.
Together?
Yeah, no.
What are you sold on?
I'm sold to do it.
What? After that?
I don't know if I want to get it done, bro. I don't want to slip my ball. I don't want 6 months of weeding.
Is your dad vasectomized?
I don't know.
My dad is.
He is?
Should we ask his opinion?
No.
Yeah.
It's okay. No
vasectomy. I do remember him walking around weird.
When did he do it?
I think he's like 43.
After Andrew?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think he's like 41 or 42, I think, actually.
Yeah, don't call him, bro. I feel bad for your dad whenever you ask weird questions.
Yeah, he doesn't like it. He hates it.
He's like, oh.
Yeah.
Alex.
He's like, Alex.
Hey.
Are you on the podcast? No. No, of course not.
No.
Oh, my favorite comment under your video.
Oh, yeah.
Or I think it was under mine. One of them was... it was parentheses, and it's just like saying like what your kid's gonna say one day, and they're just gonna go to kindergarten and be like, yeah, my dad was the first Filipino YouTuber ever.
Oh, that's it.
That's crazy. So we mentioned this in a previous podcast before.
Yo.
And I said, I bet you're the number one or the first Filipino YouTuber ever, because we started,
yeah,
I think YouTube started in 2005 at some time, and we started the very beginning of 2006.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me check on that. Because after I saw that comment, I was like, I've always thought that, but I never for sure checked. And I checked online, and they said the earliest Filipino recording of a Filipino creator other than you was Happy Slip.
Yeah.
Which I did like Happy Slip. It was like this Filipino mom. Mm-hmm. And then, but she started in 2007. Oh. And they say, so they said, in on record, you are the number one first Filipino YouTuber ever.
That's crazy.
That's cool.
I feel like it's hard to believe because I feel like there is someone else.
Yeah, but
I don't want to claim it.
No,
but
no. I think that they're saying like somebody that's actually a creator, not just a Filipino uploaded a video and that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you continue, you like it was your, it became your career. You're posting.
Yeah, yeah. It's I'll not claim like, it. Hey, I'll be glad to claim it unless someone proves otherwise. There's another creator.
So do you think that that makes me the first half Filipino, half American?
Oh, absolutely, you think? Bro. Yeah, absolutely. I feel
like that one's probably more rare than that a full Filipino. Rare. Yeah, right.
That has that for go. Sure. For let's sure.
Go. We're the first in the world. Damn.
Yeah.
And there's like over like isn't there millions and millions of YouTubers now?
At least six million.
That's it?
I don't know. I'm just
I thought it was like 114 million.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy though.
That's cool. I'll claim it. First Filipino YouTuber.
Wow. I feel so honored to be sitting next to you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Dang, yeah. So you're about to have a baby.
Are
you about, you're about to be like a little busy, yeah?
I'm about to be gone.
Yeah, because especially like how what's like the normal time frame where like she's healing, so you're taking over everything, house duties, baby duties, like nighttime wake ups. Oh no, she has to do that because breastfeeding, right?
Yeah, she mostly just has to feed. That's really, I'll take care of the rest. It's pretty cool though. I've been doing kind of prepping myself to do it like the past, I don't know, 9 months.
Yeah.
And it's been great.
Oh yeah.
I said like cooking, waking up early, making sure breakfast is ready.
Yeah.
Making sure she gets out of the driveway safely.
Yeah.
Take care of that. I've been doing a lot, dude. It's been great.
Oh yeah. I would assume so. That's crazy.
Yeah. Like the amount of like cooking food.
Yeah.
I cooked so much, bro.
Yeah.
Like, my cooking level like 10 months ago was here. Now it's like skyrocket. Like I know how to do everything now.
So what's your usually you cook dinner and breakfast because she's at work or something? Is she still working right now?
She is.
Oh.
Yeah, she doesn't get to leave until like later on. But
like 2028?
Yeah.
When the baby is born?
Yeah. Even when she's gone, she only has like 3 months and she has to go back. I'm like, I don't think that's enough time because you know about
three months?
Yeah. That's like basically the fourth trimester. Because did you know, did I talk about this last time? Where basically the baby needs another 3 months to kind of like develop because the first 3 months of the baby is like vegetable. It can't
when they're
really
born.
Move. Yeah, when they're born. Okay. Because technically, they should be in the womb for 12 months.
But really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So order. when they're the longer they're in there, the better.
The longer they're in there, of course, yeah, the better. But for some reason, our anatomy and women's anatomy kind of deliver them in 9 months because anything over, it kills the baby and the mom for some reason.
Oh, so it's just for survival.
The body's like, okay, we got to go right now. That's why the first 3 months is usually hard because think about it like this, like horses, when horses get born, they're already running, right? Because horses' bodies can hold the baby in the womb for that
long.
How long
do horses have babies?
I don't know. Maybe like a year.
Probably equivalent to a human year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Because instinctually, you know, when the baby's born, when the horse baby's born, they want to run in case there's like prey around.
Yeah.
Humans, not the same case. So the first 3 months are very crucial for a baby.
I'd rather be born a horse than a giraffe. You've seen those baby giraffes drop like 6 feet?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, boom, like dang, because they're so tall.
I know.
And then they get up and they look like they can't walk. I think they're just like concussed.
Oh.
If they crouched and had the baby, he'd probably just walk out.
Oh.
But since it's like, bah, he's like, oh, shit.
At least they're like aware of it.
Yeah.
Human babies, they're not aware, bro. That's why they need at least minimum 3 months. That's
so
crazy.
I saw another interesting fact. Ever since, like, if you know me, I'm all about babies, family, being a husband, and he's actually doing it. So I'm like, dude, I've been working on this my whole life. And so I send him how many things have I sent you on baby stuff?
Oh, like 5 a day at least. 5 a day. There's always like a fact about a baby jumping, baby crying, dad's holding a baby, throwing the baby in the air. It's kind of crazy.
Oh,
and like
yeah.
One volleyball thing too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. One volleyball thing. And then I'm like, yo, give your baby a mango pit.
Yeah.
I saw it. A thing. And then he's like, okay. But damn, I forgot what I was going to say because I got excited. What was I saying before that? Before I mentioned the baby, how excited I am.
You know a lot about babies and family, and then since I am the dad, I'm actually living it. So you know how I send you a lot of things, and then I told you what you sent me, and then I said volleyball, and then you probably thought about Haikyuu for some reason, and now you're stuck.
And then what did I ask after that?
You said what was I talking about again?
Dang it. Oh, I remember.
Yes.
All right. So, you know, when you're born, your brain goes through all these changes. You're learning everything that's developing.
Yes.
That's like probably the biggest in your life.
Yeah.
Second time your brain changes like dramatically.
25.
Puberty.
Oh, yes.
So puberty, boom, big change.
Yes.
And then it's always, your brain's always like
growing,
but those are the two big changes. The third biggest change.
25.
Is when you become a dad.
Oh.
Yeah. The mom and the dad go through, your brains change to prepare you for like nurturing and taking care of babies. Like your testosterone goes down a little bit, so you're more nurturing.
Yeah.
And there's just a bunch, and it's more than puberty actually.
Oh, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
I'm like,
caring mode. So you're evolving.
I am.
More than you did during puberty.
That's crazy.
You might have a growth spurt.
I'm very lucky it's happening to me, because some dads don't even happen to them.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you feel any different, or are you just like, are you more emotional recently?
More caring and more like supportive and providing.
Yeah.
Like I want to make sure Mona does nothing.
Yeah.
Kind of vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even with me.
What?
Even with me, I've noticed a lot more caring and like little things. I'm like, what?
Are you saying something?
No. With like towards me. Towards everybody. I feel like that's happening for everybody, even if you don't notice, not just for her.
I thought you were feeling the same way.
No. Oh. You're just more, I could just tell you're more caring. Like, just little things you say or little things that just the way we talk is like shifted to where I'm it's more thoughtful and stuff.
Oh, really?
You know,
no.
you guys texted our group chat. Did you see my title for it? I changed the name on the group chat.
No, I did not.
Did you? You might like it.
I'm gonna change it. Right
it's
now.
On Instagram.
Oh, Instagram.
Yeah, I put a group name.
We have a group name on Instagram.
I liked it. I was like, ooh, that's a good name.
Let me see. There's so many like things I didn't even reply. I'm so bad at replying to people. It's like congrats. Where are you? I can't find you. I can't find you. Hold on. I'm just gonna type the name.
Yeah, Alex and Monette probably pop up.
And then
I can just tell you.
No. I want to find out.
Okay.
Come on, dude.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm getting older. Technology is harder now. Oh, Rolex Molex.
There's Roy and Alex and Monette and Alexis. Rolex Molex.
Oh my god.
Rolex, Molex.
He's been combining names since he was a child.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yep. I don't remember what. Oh yeah, so.
Hey, what's your parents' ship name, by the way? Before you move on. Do you ship them ship name for them?
Madam.
Oh, that's sick.
Maribel and Adam. Madam.
How about my parents?
Alan and Grace.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Grayson.
I like it.
Just I like it.
Interesting spelling.
Okay, sorry.
Okay,
go ahead.
So you guys messaged us and you were like, "Hey, he just posted the baby announcement, and then he's like, "Hey, Alexis, are you gonna be at work? We wanted to stop by and drop something off."
Oh,
and I was like. I was like, what could it be? Like, this is like a big day. They just announced this. What are they going to drop off? Like, I'm like, wait, why are they like, why wouldn't they just come to the house and drop it off? Or why would they, why would they just wait for you till you're alone?
Yeah.
And like, I was also thinking, I was like, what? So I checked your guys' location.
This was Sunday. This was like 2 days ago.
Yeah. So I checked your guys' location and you guys went there.
Yeah.
And then she didn't text me like, oh my God, guess what they got? Or guess what it was?
Uh-huh.
And then I saw that you guys went straight home and I was like, wait, so they went out of the way being pregnant as she is. And then she decided to drive all the way 15, 20 minutes to your work to drop off pastries is what you guys said. They said they're gonna drop off pastries.
Yes.
And I was like, so, and then after announcing the baby announcement and it's a Sunday and then they went straight back home. And then I was like, wait, what? Because if they were going to surprise people, yeah, they would go from home to you, to another place, to another place, to another place, then go home. But they just went straight to you and home.
Yeah.
And I was like, what could it be? And so I was like, there's no way it's just pastries. There's no way. Uh-huh. No way. Yep. So Alexis gets home. And I'm like, what was it? And she's like, oh, I left it at work. I didn't even open it yet. And I was like, what is it? She's like, they said it's pastries. And I was like, did you look in it? She's like, no. I was like, what if it's a surprise? This is what Roy did to me when he asked me to be his groomsman. He tricked me. And then she was like, should we go back to work and get it? I was like, yeah. We went back to work and it was just pastries.
Yeah.
I thought there was going to be like a little note on the bottom.
Pastries.
I really thought it was something special was about to happen.
Yeah, it was just pastries. Can we just not give you a pastry?
No, I guess you can.
It's just kind. We just want to be kind. Why does everything have to be a surprise?
I don't know.
A surprise. It's another ultrasound. We're having twins.
I didn't know what it was. I was like, I don't know what's happening. What if they like already have the baby and they show up with the baby at work?
That'd be crazy.
And I'd be like, yo, what?
No,
I would have taken the class.
To be fair, I would do that. We would do something like that. But no, we were just on the way to farmer's market that day.
And
then we were like, oh, wait, we have extra pastries. Let's just give it to Alexis.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
Well, now you know how crazy I am.
Yeah, he overthinks a lot of things.
It's so
silly.
I was like, what is it going to be? What is it going to be?
Nah, it's just pastries. It's just pastries.
That was good.
Yeah.
I ate a butter sugar one. It was pretty good.
Oh. Hey, we're having dinner in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we asked you for dinner, you know what happened?
See?
We gave him an ultrasound.
Look at this.
So we have another dinner with them in 2 days.
Now I have 2 days to panic and like overthink.
It's just dinner. It's just dinner. It's fine. It's good. It's my birthday in 2 days. That's the main reason.
See, he said the main reason. What's the sub reason? That's the main reason.
Sub reason is like we want to just spend time with you. Can it not be as simple as that? It's like, why does it have to be like, oh, we gotta go to dinner? Oh, well, what is he gonna plan out? What is he gonna plan now? Dubai chocolate.
Do you ever think about that with me? You're like, oh shit, what's he gonna do? Or what's gonna happen? What's he gonna say?
Yeah, all the time. All the time. You are so sussy all the time. It's like whenever you call me, I'm like, oh God, what is it this time? You're like, you called freaking two people just right now, and you asked them some weird questions.
Yeah.
So when are you gonna call from Alex? Oh my God, it's a wild card, bro. What's a wild card?
That's
you never
crazy.
Know what you're gonna say. I get a call from Alex, and gonna be like, hey, do you put ice cream in your butthole? What? He would say that.
I feel like I never really think about the other side of my conversations. I always think about like, hey, real quick, can I ask you something? And then I always think about my side. I'm like, wow, okay, I learned something. And not like what they're left to. They're probably like, hello? Oh, yeah. And then blah, 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 blah. Oh, okay, bye. What the f***?
You ever see a porcupine, you want to pluck it and use a toothpick? I don't know.
Something like that. I'm like, hey man, do you happen to know if you can use porcupine quills as toothpicks? Ah, damn, okay. Hang up.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. All right, anyways, that's fair that you thought of that. It's just pastries. It's pastries.
Damn, so you're about to have a full baby.
It's cool. I'm so excited. We just got a stroller yesterday.
Yeah.
Freaking awesome, bro. Freaking cool.
That's crazy. Oh, a stroller. What is it, like a nice one? Is it like a Tony Stark one?
No.
Does it have a cup holder? Stroller. I heard that's a big thing.
No, it's by Nuna. It's expensive, but I don't know. Look cool. It feels good. It's so smooth. The strollers nowadays.
Yeah.
So freaking smooth. Yeah.
Oh.
So smooth, bro.
Is it, does it have like assistance or do you have to push it all?
Yeah, you got
I've seen
it.
Some where you just have to
That's scary though.
No, it won't go unless your hands are there. And it'll slowly go.
Still,
yeah, that is scary. Yeah.
What if it malfunctions?
But I heard the number one tip for strollers is get an attachable cup holder.
Oh.
They said like it's just great. You can put your phone there, you can put your chapstick there, you can put your you don't have to like have different things in your hands. And they said it's a life changer is to get a cup holder.
Get a cup holder?
Yeah, order one and that attaches.
Yeah, dude, it's been ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me all your facts and tips. Oh, I'm on my fifth book. I've been reading books, bro.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with me, bro?
You remember how to do that?
Yeah. Ever since I picked it up, like a baby book, I just knew how to read. I read faster than usual and I retained the information.
See? Puberty is better, more than puberty.
It's
You're
insane.
Growing.
But there's this book. It's called The Happiest Baby on the Block. You ever heard of that one?
No. Is it J-Lo?
Huh?
Who is it?
What?
Baby on the Block?
Oh, baby on the block. Freaking guy.
And then?
What was it saying? It's about how to shush your baby, like when the baby's crying. There's like this method that works 100% of the stretch? Time. Shush.
Shush. Like, oh, shush.
When the baby's crying.
And the title was again what?
Happiest baby on the block.
Oh, so not quietest baby.
You no happiest just baby. Happiest okay, baby. You sent me a video of this actually with the guy talking about it. I was like, oh yeah, I read this book, but here's how it goes. If the baby's crying,
yeah.
Remember when I said the baby within the first 3 months they still need to be in the womb?
Yeah.
So the first 3 months you want to kind of replicate them being in the womb still.
Oh, that's what swaddling is for?
Yeah.
Oh.
So there's five S's you can abide by. So the first one is swaddling the baby. The baby cries, swaddle them. Because you want that kind of like...
Just like comfort.
Yeah, comfort that they had in the womb. Because in the womb, they're kind of like floating. They're like floating.
Oh, yeah.
So once you have the first S is swaddling. Second one is turn the baby sideways.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, babies don't like being on their back.
Oh.
Because, like I said, the womb, they're weightless. They're just floating.
Yeah.
Because you always assume they're like, they don't know that. They don't know they're upside down or right side up. So you want to turn them sideways to kind of replicate just comfort, I guess you would say. The third, what did I say? Swaddling.
Swindling.
Sideways.
Oh, sideways.
The next one is shushing. Because in the womb, all the babies can only hear the blood flowing, and then the embryonic food, the fluids, your other organs.
Yeah.
So all they hear is. So when you do that,
that's crazy. First step,
you go.
Yeah.
And that's like a reflex of theirs, where it kind of like settles down their like nervous system.
Wow, it's crazy how like adults hate that.
Yeah.
But babies love that.
Yeah.
But if you tell an adult shh, they're gonna be like. What?
Shh. Okay, hold on. Swaddling, sideways, shushing, swinging. I think swinging is one where you kind of rock the baby a little bit.
Oh, in my head immediately, I thought of that teacher from Matilda that swung that girl to pigtails.
Oh, no,
you know what I'm talking about?
Swinging. Okay, I forgot. It's been like.
Okay, so wait, let me try to guess. So okay. It's swaddling. Swindling, sideways, shushing. What was the last one you said?
Oh, I got it. Swaddling, sideways, or stomach position.
Okay.
They love that. Shushing, swinging, and last one.
And the last one, okay. And it's with an S, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The five S's to calm a baby down. Ten seconds for retention.
Okay.
9, 8, 7.
Spanking.
Girl! I hope you don't spank your baby.
What?
Sucking. Yeah, exactly.
You gotta suck on your baby's toes or something?
That's silly. No. They have to suck on something.
Like you give them something.
Yes.
Oh.
Maybe you put their finger, maybe a nipple, maybe their own.
Well, everything else you were telling you, this is what you do to the baby. You shush them, you turn them sideways, you swaddle them. So obviously I thought you had to suck on something.
No, like, but what? That's the five S's though.
Oh, so... You make sure that they don't. And a lot of parents, I've seen a lot of parents, and I've seen a lot of results of parents that didn't do this.
Yes.
Is you got to stop them from sucking their thumb at whatever
early
time
age,
the doctor says to do it. You got to stop them.
Yeah.
And they're not going to want to.
Why is that again?
Because their teeth? I don't know. Yeah. I've seen, like, you'll see with older people, once you see what it looks like, you'll be like, oh, they suck their thumb too long. It's because their like teeth like mold around it. And then there's like, it's just like,
got it.
It's going to misshape them. But I've seen little kids, they won't stop. And the parents, I'm like, hey, like, they're older. Shouldn't they not be doing that? And they're like, we tried, they won't stop. And I'm like, okay, well, they're going to regret it when they get older.
Dang, bro. Parenting is I'm excited. Parenting?
Yeah.
Because honestly, bro, once you get through those first 3 months, it's like, it's beautiful in its own way.
Yeah.
You are freaking set.
Yeah.
You are. Because Tim, we should have him one time for just dad talk.
Yeah, dad talk. Yeah. We should have just like a bunch of dads come in back to back. Yeah, because I want to know this stuff too.
Tim said after the first 3 months, it's freaking smooth sailing, bro.
Yeah.
Freaking love my life. Then we worked on another kid. Oh, regret that.
Really? Because I heard the second kid is easier because you're not overthinking. You're not over like, oh, I got to make sure you get the nutrients. I got to make sure you do this. I got to make sure you do that. And you realize which ones are like not as... like important as everybody says it is. Like, dude, you don't have to do. Oh, you don't have to do the extra stuff. Like, they're gonna be fine.
I mean, I guess either way, like, you just learn how to cope with it.
Yeah,
and it just becomes what you want it to be.
Do you have any, do you notice any differences in you being the firstborn and Raymond being the secondborn? Like, is he more relaxed? Because I feel like the firstborn, they're like, oh, we got to have them on schedule. We got to do this. Hey, you have to do this. Hey, make sure you don't do that. Don't do that. And the second two, they're like, ah, you're good.
Yeah, he is more chill.
Yeah?
He is more chill.
You think that's how it is?
Whenever I got in trouble, he wouldn't replicate how I got in trouble growing up. So it's kind of like him learning from me what I did wrong. He kind of just kind of like, you know, I wouldn't say like stay away from it, but like, maybe I shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I feel like me and Aaron too, like he, there's nothing bad. I just think I'm more carefree.
Yeah.
He's more like,
yeah, Aaron's more.
Whatever happens, happens.
More caring.
Yeah. He's more like, oh, what? Oh, like, just like, I wouldn't say neurotic, whatever the lesser form of neurotic is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Is what he would be. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It was the first children, I get it though. Like the first child, experimental, like us, like
we don't trial and error.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, how do we fix that? Do we want to fix that?
Yeah.
Or maybe we just let her know, like, hey, you're gonna be an experiment, okay?
Yeah.
So we're learning as you go, but we still love you.
You gotta check everything. Huh? You gotta like get like, you gotta see if they like can stick to walls.
Oh,
you gotta get some kryptonite, see if they react to it, just so you know, and you're like, oh, okay, they're good.
Yeah.
And just everything, you should just check, cover all your bases.
That's a wild where your brain went there. That's cool.
Would you not want to know?
I would love, I guess, where I get kryptonite.
What if you didn't like put them on a wall until they were like 10 and they could have done that the whole time, but you never checked? You're gonna be sad.
You're so right.
You're gonna be sad.
You're
about
so
it.
You're so freaking right, Alex. Yo.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited that you're going first, though, because I am always a visual learner. Like, I guess you could say I raised Andrew, but I was a kid, too.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm a very visual learner. So, when we first started YouTube, I probably wouldn't have been able to do it without you.
Yeah.
Because I watched you, like, edit and do all this stuff, and I was like, oh. And then, like, you're like, this is how you do that. This is how you do that. I'm like, oh. And then when we split up, and then I was, like, really good friends with Fousey.
Yeah.
Which I still am. He would be vlogging all the time, and I would see him vlogging, and I'm like, oh, that's how you do. Oh. So I'm a very visual learner, which I think is why Twitch is so hard for me.
Oh,
because I can't watch anybody. Yeah. I guess I could watch them, but I'm not with them.
Yeah.
But I am going to TwitchCon.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, it's sometime in October, but I have this friend named Average Jonas I met on set.
Yeah.
And he's like a big streamer. And he was like, dude, yeah. And he's like super into the tech savvy part, which I'm not good at.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, dude, you should come to TwitchCon. I just got this thing where we can all IRL on my backpack, and it'll be streaming on all four of our channels. I could do it up to four people, and I would love to have you as one of them. Yeah. I was like, dude, let's go.
Whoa. That'd be cool.
And that way I can learn, because I really want to get into the IRL side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would kill that one.
You think?
Because you're stuck in the room, man.
And yeah.
When you're a regular one, you're usually out and about just doing things. So maybe that's your next kind of thing when you figure out the technology for that. Because streaming is hard,
it's
bro.
It's so hard. Andrew technology? Just started.
Yeah.
And he just went live for the first time yesterday.
Yeah.
And I've been streaming for like 8 months, and I looked at his video and I'm like, whoa, that looks exactly how I started. Just random things pop up. I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
And the camera's not great. The lighting's weird.
Yeah.
And I'm like stressing out, and I'm overacting because I'm like, oh, I got to be entertaining.
Yeah.
And then like eventually you got to learn to calm down and just relax and just hang out with them. But he's at the beginning where he's like, oh, I got to dance. I got to do some push-ups. And
then I was like,
you're going to be exhausted. And you're going to try to keep this up for a few weeks. And you're going to be like, I need to chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, damn.
I tried it. It was not for me. I mean, I enjoy entertaining people, but it's not for me.
What are we going to do with the goosebumps. What are we going to do with the podcast once you're like crazy busy and stuff?
I have no idea.
I can take over a little bit, but
I'll be gone for.
I don't like doing it without you.
At least a month and a half.
You think?
I think so, bro.
Dang.
Because how long was JC out of commission before he started streaming again? At least a month, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's true. Hmm. Well, I bet we could bulk film a little bit, but probably not. You're already like, it's gonna get crazier from here.
Nah.
It's probably just gonna start going down. So maybe we'll take a month break.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt.
I could probably fill like two of the weeks, and then we'll take a 2 week break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just come over.
Do it at yours?
Maybe. That could be a thing.
Oh, yeah.
We can discuss later.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah.
We don't want people hanging out with the baby, especially when the baby's born. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How long does that take? Didn't they say like Nobody should kiss your baby, even your parent.
Who would kiss someone else's newborn baby?
My mom.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
It's going to be hard to tell
her
no.
It's not your baby.
I know, but she's going to be like, it's fine. I've had four kids. You don't think I know. I know it's fine. It's fine. I'm like, mom. It's fine. I know, but I promise you have a whole lifetime of kisses.
Yeah, that's true.
But just how long is it? Do you know?
I have no idea. I just know, you know what
sucks? I think it's like something like the first 6 months. You're not supposed to let anybody else kiss your baby.
Because they can't get like any immunity thing for 6 months. It takes, 6 months. That's what I read.
Is it 6 months? But also because people have cold sores sometimes. And sometimes like you have the cold sore and you don't even know you have it yet because it hasn't. So the baby can't fight that. So they could get really sick.
Babies can get herpes too.
Yeah. And they've gotten, and like, it's very easy to transfer to them. So like no kisses at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I wouldn't even let anybody, they have to wash their hands first.
Exactly. Sanitize, wash before thing. It's going to be hard, especially the first 6 months. Like, I guess I'll ask you this. If you have a child, right? Mm-hmm. And then...
When I have a child.
Yeah, when you have a child. Mm-hmm. And your family is going to visit the child.
Mm-hmm.
But your family is from North Carolina, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
When minimum would you want them to come visit the baby?
Probably 3 days after they have to be in California at a hotel or at Aaron's house for 3 days to make sure they don't have coughs, make sure they don't... Because like airplane... Like I feel like most of the time I get sick is because I just got off an airplane.
Yeah, me too, bro.
Yeah, it's like I just out of a bunch or a meet and greet or like I just went to an event.
Yeah.
That's when I always come home sick. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure they're, I guess it's like COVID, right? Quarantine.
Yeah.
To make sure they're good.
At least just live here for 3 days. You don't have to quarantine. Just don't be around us for 3 days. And then if you're not coughing, if you have no sniffles, nothing, come over.
Okay, that's fair. That's good.
If you ask me, if something happens and for some reason you need me to babysit within the first 6 months, I'm probably gonna wear gloves and a face mask, and I'm probably not even gonna take the baby out of the crate the whole time I'm watching.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna just leave him in there. Just get like a hamster water.
Yeah, right there.
Like that. Yeah. Maybe just to be safe.
Some mulch too. Yeah.
Yeah. Just gotta be safe, man. Gotta cover all your bases, you know?
Okay, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a. Yeah, we gotta get some dads in here. I can't answer some of these because I haven't gone through it yet.
Yeah.
But yeah. Be like, hey, so first 3 months, like, what's, how do you get through it? That's the magic thing, bro. 3 months. Or there's people in the freaking comments, dude.
Yeah.
How would you deal in that situation? Let us know, please. Let a dad and a future dad know, bro.
Yeah. We'll read comments of this in a future podcast.
Yeah.
So make sure to comment under this one because there's so many things. Like, I feel like there's so many questions I have. I can't even pick one. I can't even like, it's just like, I can't even like file through and get the ones I want because I'm just like, But congratulations, babe.
Thanks, bro.
You're a one-shot killer. My guy. That's crazy.
We'll have a lot of dad talks in the future.
Yeah. I'm going to have so many questions.
Yeah.
When like, you're going to be an expert, and I'm going to be like, please. And you're going to be like, I got you.
I'm just glad I could talk about it now. I don't have to freaking hide it or lie about it. Did you know that statistically? I already knew I was pregnant.
A hard time keeping the engagement a secret.
Yeah.
And like for 2 months, I had to keep it from my partner, which at least you got to tell your partner. That part sucked because I talked to her about everything. And so I'm like, oh, what should I do? And I couldn't say that. So I was like, oh,
dang.
So I was trying to figure this out. And then, okay, how am I going to do this? And then Roy swoops in and says, let me one up you. I got a baby.
Yeah, that's exactly
guess what? I got a baby. Yeah, you've been keeping the secret for 2 months. I've been keeping it for like however long.
That's exactly what that's the only reason why I wanted to announce.
That's the only reason only he got reason. Pregnant. Just because.
Like,
he
oh
knew.
My God, he freaking. We're engaged. We're already married. Well, that doesn't matter. Like, let's get a baby.
How can we beat it? We're already married.
That's so stupid.
A lot of the comments are like, they're like, yo, what are the odds that you got engaged and then he dropped the pregnancy announcement in the same month? I think I started the planning of the engagement and you were already pregnant, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
And then, by the time I did do it, I knew.
Yes, okay, exactly. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I did one up you though.
Yeah, you did.
Purposely.
Yeah, like, I know.
Well,
I
it's
know.
Time.
Oh, you think I didn't know? I know.
No, I didn't, bro. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the third. I thought you were going to say for the when your brains develop. 25, the frontal lobe, bro.
I think that's when it's complete, but it's not like a big change.
Oh.
It's like, oh, that's it. When your frontal lobe is done. Like, but it's still just grow. But
that's why we freaking broke up a long time ago, because our frontal lobes, we don't know how to kind of like compute with emotions.
Well, we were already over 25 years old.
No, we weren't. We weren't.
No.
Wait, I was 23. You were 24.
Wait, we moved here at 24. I was 24.
Yes.
So I had to be 25.
I was 23.
Because it was a year we lived together, then we broke up. So you must have been 24.
I was 24. I wasn't developed.
So I should have been like, hey, I'm developed. Listen to me.
And they said average 25. It could be more.
Oh,
honestly,
yeah.
I didn't develop it probably till 27.
Oh, same. Yeah. No way. Well, now that I think about it, wait.
Well, yeah, when was I like, oh, this is why I'm like this. This is why, oh, that makes sense. Honestly, I think 27.
Yeah,
or maybe 30. Honestly, maybe 30.
I feel like probably.
I was woke in like
30. Because when I was 25, like, I couldn't see, like, you couldn't see my side of stuff when we broke up, and I couldn't see your side of stuff. Not even a little bit.
Yeah.
So I was like definitely not done with my frontal lobotomy.
I think 30, honestly. Like when COVID hit, things slowed down. I was like, oh, I feel it. I just woke. All right, that's all we got for you today. Today's Spicy Fruit Podcast. Check out the merch. Check out our merch.
Get ready for some more Papa Guava and Uncle Alex.
Oh!